Hello, this is Tom Campbell, host of a series of interviews with local band members and music industry professionals from the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. Today's interview is with Craig Swanson and Dan Rinaldi from the band Tramp. Hello, this is Tom Campbell. Today is March 23rd, 2013, and I'm talking with two members of the local band Tramp, Craig Swanson and Dan Rinaldi. Guys, if you don't mind, could you give me your full name, date of birth, and hometown, please?
If I don't mind, my name is Craig Swanson. What else did you ask? When I was born?
Date of birth.
Valentine's Day, 52.
Hometown.
Well, I consider my hometown St. Paul.
Okay.
That's pretty sad.
Yeah.
And Dan?
I'm Dan Rinaldi, a famous rhythm player, and these guys are faking me out, making me feel like I'm somebody. I was born in 1945. My parents, it was an accident, and I grew up in Richfield.
By accident.
Okay, tell us about the beginnings of Tramp.
Tramp was one of my favorite bands. I loved Bill Stratloff. I just thought my rhythm matched with his leads so well. I don't think he thought that, but I did. I enjoyed listening to these Tramp tapes. I'm glad they were preserved, because I like that band better probably any other band I was in.
Craig, how did Tramp get together?
Well, I was the last to join the band. It was really kind of secretive to me how it all happened, because my previous band, Ginger, had just broke up, and we were having one final jam session over at our keyboard player's house. The phone call for me came to that house that summer day, and I had no idea how they knew I was there or that I was available or any of that kind of stuff.
Who called?
I believe it was Jack Ayers, the lead singer, and he says, yeah, I've got this band with Bill Stratloff and Dan Rinaldi, and I said, whoa, that's great. I said, I love the litter, and I love what those guys do, and I said, this was a big step for me. I thought, this is cool.
What year was this, Craig?
That was summer of 75.
Okay, what happened next?
Well, we started practicing.
Where did you practice?
We practiced at our drummer's house. Randy Weeks, our drummer, he was a transplant. He came from like Wilmer, Minnesota, and he was the youngest.
Where did he live?
And he lived down around Lower St. Paul area. It was like, you know, towards the airport kind of way.
And we recorded in his kitchen. And I thought the recording sounded better in a recording studio.
Yeah, we played in the kitchen. We had this old house, and we played in the kitchen, and we would set the recorder up in the living room. You know, that's where we played. So it was kind of a weird setup, but it worked.
So just for the record here, who's in the original lineup and who's playing what?
Well, you've got Bill Stratloff, lead guitar and vocals. You've got Dan Rinaldi, rhythm guitar and vocals. Randy Weeks, drums and vocals. Jack Ayers, lead vocals, some percussion, a little harmonica, and Craig Swanson, bass and vocals.
And Jack's best part was his ad-libbing.
Ad-libbing on vocals?
Yeah, he'd throw in a little whoos and ha's. And
yeah, I love that about Jack. He put a lot of energy in the vocals. I love somebody who puts in the, you know, the little shouts and hays and stuff like that. Beatles knew to do that.
He was good to do that.
And Jack was good to do that to give us some energy.
Who came up with the name Tramp?
I don't know, but I like it.
I don't know. They already had that name. Probably a Jack name. Probably Jack had that. I like the name Tramp because it means more than one different thing.
Yeah, just like litter.
Yeah, it could mean like tramp, like tramping hard, you know, or it could be a tramp like a hobo, or it could be a tramp like a slutty woman.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. I liked that it had multiple meanings like that.
Yeah.
What kind of music would you describe the style that Tramp played?
The hardest stuff that was out there to play. That was rock and roll. Yes.
Hard rock.
Yeah.
Hard rock. Dan and Bill were made for playing that kind of stuff, you know. And so we were playing the hard rock of the day of the 70s, you know, Bad Company, Aerosmith.
That's really why we didn't go anyplace, because we didn't have original songs.
Yeah, it was too bad looking back in retrospect that we didn't have original songs.
I didn't even
songs.
Know he sang. You know, you didn't sing in Trent.
Yeah, I don't think the band was totally utilized to its best efforts, because everybody in the band sang.
That's what I was trying to say.
And everybody in the band could write songs, too. But it just never got to that point.
Okay, let's get some actual song titles here, Dan, if you don't mind. I've got a list here of some of the Tramp songs.
Rock and Roll Queen, Oh My Soul, Black Diamond by Kiss, Train Kept a Rollin', Aerosmith version, Caught in a Dream in Desperado by Alice Cooper, Strutter, Nothing to Lose, and Rock and Roll All Night, Kiss.
Okay, got some more at the top on that one.
My Wife, Squeezebox, and Substitute, The Who, On the Hunt, and Freebird. I thought that was one of our better ones. And that Leonard Skinner.
Okay.
Moving on. Feel like making love, Bad Company, Fire and Water, and All Right Now, Free, SOS, Too Bad, Sweet Emotions, and Dream On, Aerosmith, Roadhouse Blues, The Row, The Doors.
Craig, you remember any others?
Well, yeah, I guess I could name some others. Did we say Cotton
and
Dream?
Right here.
Chug All Night by the Eagles, Action by Sweet, Good Lovin' Gone Bad by Bad Company. Let's see. Strange Kind of Woman, that was Deep Purple. Rolling Down the Highway by BTO. I Need You, that was Leonard Skinner. Cracked Actor, that was a David Bowie song. Choo Choo Mama by 10 Years After. 6 Days on the Road. On the Hunt, You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet, that was another BTO song. Call Me the Breeze, Leonard Skinner. Freebird, well, you already said Freebird, didn't you? Seventh Son.
By who?
Geez, I'm not sure who to say that was by. I know that Johnny Rivers did it.
I don't know why.
Oh, it's an old blues song.
Yeah, it's the old blues song. Funk 49 by James Gang. Okay. Well, that pretty much says it.
Do you recall the very first public performance of Tramp?
I can't remember that. It looks like our first gig was Hastings High School, and I don't particularly remember it.
Do you have a date on that?
October 3rd of 75.
And is that your official first job, or?
Yeah, that would be our official job, yeah.
Okay.
So we got together probably in about August of that summer, and our first gig was in October.
Did the band
book? 75 to 76 trip. Uh-huh.
Did the band book themselves, or did you have a booking agent?
We had a booking agent for the most part, Bill Pluta.
Okay.
Who was the old roadie from Dan's
That's
band,
right.
The Litter.
You're right.
Yeah, he used to book us, and I think he was working as a agent for Marsh Productions.
That's right.
So that's who we went with.
Oh, you know a lot of stuff.
What places around town did Tramp play at?
Oh, you know, mostly we were on the road.
Yeah.
We were on the road quite a bit. So we didn't play in town an awful lot. I see that we played St. Catherine's College. We played a bar in Hastings. We played for this Mini Paul place. But I would say most of our gigs were out of town.
Yep.
We played a frat house here and there. We used to play the Paradise Ballroom in Waconia.
Waconia, okay.
That used to be a real good gig for us. I remember playing there with Kane one time.
Kane, the hard rock band.
Sure, yeah.
From Minneapolis.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But most of the time we traveled around a bit, you know. We were up in the Iron Range quite a bit. Places like Hibbing and Chisholm, places like that. Brainerd, we played up at Brainerd and St. Cloud. And we also traveled to places like, you know, Huron, South Dakota and things like that too, so. But that Huron, South Dakota was a tough one because it was February, and we came back in a blizzard.
So tell me a little bit about the personalities of the band members of Tramp on stage. Dan?
I only remember playing a couple times. And Jack was pretty loose. Hearing these tapes, I mean, I didn't think we were that good at the time. But listening to them now, we were pretty decent.
Craig, how did the band interact on stage?
Well, I think we were pretty tight. And, of course, Dan's always had his moves and stuff like that. We would try to interact a little bit, you know, and play off each other a little bit. Bill was mainly, you know, sitting there playing by himself. He was concentrating on his guitar work and his vocals and stuff. Randy was a good, solid drummer.
Yeah, he was.
He was a good, solid drummer. He went on to be, you know, quite a good songwriter and guitar player as well. And Jack was a good front man, you know. He would play with the crowd and stuff, and, you know, that's pretty much how it worked.
I had no idea that Randy could sing. Just like I didn't realize until years later that you sang.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said earlier, we didn't utilize...
Randy could really hit those high notes. He had a good, good high harmony.
What would distinguish Tramp from other local bands at this time period?
Well, I don't know that we were so distinguished as that there was a lot of hard rock bands around at that time, and a lot of these song lists were all very similar. You know, whether you were a Kane
or... Yeah, everybody was playing the same stuff.
Yeah, or Straight Up or Tramp or something like that. We were all playing the same stuff. Rock and Roll All Night by Kiss, you know, people were all playing pretty much the same kind of songs. You know, so... I suppose the only way you could distinguish yourself was, you know, maybe the energy you gave off. That was always what we tried to do, was we always tried to be up-tempo and get people moving. And that comes from guys like Dan here, who just is a natural showman.
Thank you.
Dan, did you take with you to Tramp your habit, so to speak,
the
litter of smashing guitars?
Litter was the only one.
Okay. No smashing guitars in Tramp.
And I got so good at breaking guitars, I could break them in half, so all I had to do was glue the neck back onto the body.
Did Tramp,
I can't help it.
Did Tramp have a band vehicle?
Probably my dad's pickup truck. We used to rent trailers. And I always drove to the gigs, and Dan and Randy always rode with me, and Bill used to drive, and Jack would ride with Bill. So that's virtually how we do it.
Are you talking about that little car?
Yeah, Bill had that little foreign.
I rode home with him once, one of the coldest nights ever. And his car burned a lot of oil. And you know how oil gets when it's cold. He had to fill his stop the car every so often, go in the trunk, get out this cold oil. And he comes back in the car and he says, "Boy, when oil's cold, it really runs slow." It's just freezing out there.
That was Strandloff's car?
Yeah.